This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 115 for Friday, October 25th. I'm Adam Pulisciotti. The ICE Futures canola market is trading back and forth on Friday morning amid strong export demand and mixed sentiment in vegetable oils. Provincial crop reports and farmers are saying average canola yields are well below Statistics Canada's projections, adding that actual production may be closer to 18 million tons. Meanwhile, the Canadian Grain Commission reported yesterday that 253,000 tons of canola were exported during the week ended October 20th. Cumulative exports totaled 2.59 million tons compared to 1.088 million 1 year ago. Malaysian palm oil is in the red, but European rapeseed is mostly higher. Chicago soy oil is higher, and crude oil is propping up canola prices, gaining $1 US per barrel. The Canadian dollar is down 1/10 of a US cent compared to Thursday's close. The January canola contract is down 80 cents per ton at $652.20. In the US, prices for corn, soybeans, and wheat are all losing ground. While light rains are forecast for the next few days, temperatures and rainfall will be above normal across most of the U.S. Midwest in the first few days of November. In Argentina, recent rains are forecast to continue into November, providing for the normal plantings of corn and soybeans. French farmers have harvested 25% of their corn crop, but trails the 69% five-year average due to heavy rainfall. Iran has bought 120,000 tons of corn from the European Union, Brazil, and the Black Sea region, with shipments later this year. The December corn contract is down 60 US cents per bushel at $4.16. Low water levels have created barge restrictions on the Mississippi River, causing delays in groundings near Hickman, Kentucky. Tow sizes have been cut by 46% from Cairo, Illinois to the Gulf of Mexico. Delays are expected to last 2 to 3 days, but there will be no improvement in water levels for another 2 weeks. The U.S. Department of Agriculture's attaché in Brazil is estimating the country's soybean crop at 161 million tons, 8 million less than the agency's official estimate. The November soybean contract is down 9 U.S. cents per bushel at $9.88. The Canadian Grain Commission reported 233,600 tons of wheat were shipped during the weekend of October 20th, bringing the marketing year total to 3.98 million tons, 185,000 below last year's pace. Black Sea wheat regions will also see rainfall, but not enough to improve their crops. Russia proposed a new international grain exchange at the BRICS summit in Russia yesterday, but it would take years to develop. The countries in the group also include Brazil, India, China, and South Africa. The December Chicago wheat contract is down 15 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.67. The December Kansas City hard red wheat contract is down 13 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.74. The December Minneapolis spring wheat contract is down 7 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.11. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Friday, October 25th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pulisciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.